I'd like to walk through the 10 tips for greening your 5S workplace organization events. 5S is the foundation of any process improvement activity. When done correctly, it can dramatically change the mindset and efficiency of the people in a work, office, or home environment. However, a 5S can also lead to an increase in landfill waste, cleaning, chemical use, and exposure to toxic vapors. Check out our list of 10 tips to minimize the negative environmental impact of your 5S activity below. 5S represents a five-step process for organizing an area, with each step beginning with the letter S, both in English and Japanese. Sort, or Siri. Straighten, Seitan. Shine, Seisau. Stick to it, Seiksetsu. Sustain, Shitsuki. There are quite a few versions using different terms for each S, but the main thing is that you understand the intent of each step. The graphic below gives a quick overview of each phase. For this post, we assume you have some prior knowledge of 5S, so we're not going to dig into the details at each phase. There'll be a link at the bottom of this presentation where you can get some training material. 5S can be performed in a factory, school, office, or within your home. Upon completion, you should have an organized environment where everything has a place, everything is in its place, and is ready for use, so the time to switch from task to task is as quick as possible, and you don't waste time looking for items. In addition, when something isn't put back, it should be obvious. The before and after results can be very dramatic, and the after photos can also be used as a process standard, show what the area needs to look like after each shift or workday. Look how nice the after photo is below. Completion of a 5S event results in the following benefits. Reduced chance of injuries, such as slips, trips, falls, collisions, damage, etc. Reduced costs by not ordering supplies and items that you already have, or increased longevity of equipment, supplies, and tools by taking better care of them. Better tracking and visibility of project and task completions. Increased productivity due to less clutter to sift through. Easier to find items like tools, documents, supplies, and information. Reduce time to switch from task to task, such as setup time. And increase employee morale due to the initial excitement after seeing the improvements. It also sets the stage for future improvements, as people are more willing and open to change once they've made some dramatic visual changes in their work area. We also see reduced floor space, so there's less room needed to store items that aren't needed. Less training time needed for new employees, where you have better labels and organization that makes it easy to follow and figure out how the process works. Creates less waste and problems, and those become more visible. They stand out when the work area is more organized, plus many other benefits. However, along with these benefits come a few environmental negatives that need to be identified and minimized during the event. These include generation of trash and waste that often ends up in the landfill or does not get properly disposed of. In a rush to clean up an area, a team can go overboard with disposal, and the time constraint can often leave little time to properly categorize, recycle, and sort out the waste. The use of hazardous chemicals while cleaning, which can lead to exposure to toxic vapors. And the purchasing of new items to help with organizing the area, such as labels, tape, shelves, containers, etc. So with some prior planning and thought, and making your teams aware of some of these negatives, you can make a successful green 5S event. So here are 10 tips to address these environmental impacts. And we'll give you a link and an option for you to download these items so you have them on a one-sheet document. First is to include your environment safety and health representatives. So you want to invite a representative from your ES&H organization or an expert on waste that you know, maybe someone in the community or with the government, and have them participate in the event or have them at least check in frequently if they can't attend the event the entire time. These are the experts on the procedures and regulations that need to be followed and can share best practices from other parts of the company, especially when we get into moving items and having to dispose of items. Number two, use safe cleaning supplies. So make sure you use natural or environmentally friendly cleaning supplies and products that have little or no volatile organic compounds, or VOC, emissions. Especially during an event, there are a lot of people cleaning all the time, which is probably more than normal. If alternative chemicals are not available, make sure gloves and masks are worn. Encourage your cleaning crew or maintenance to use these safer products as well during their regular cleaning going forward. Number 3, avoid disposable towels and wipes. Try to use old rags and cloth wipes that can be cleaned and reused instead of paper towels and cleaning wipes that will just end up in the landfill. Number 4, use eco-friendly tape to outline and mark off designated areas. In order for everything to have its place, tape is often used to mark areas around desks, equipment, storage, walkways, hallways, and other keep-out areas. 5. Isolate the trash before removal. Set the trash aside in its own designated area. Don't just put it in a dumpster and get rid of it. This staging area offers others, especially those not directly involved in the event, a chance to see what is going on and what is going to be removed, so they can make a case for why it should be saved or put into storage. There are many horror stories of 5S events where throwing out very important items occurred because the right people weren't involved in the decision making. In addition, we recommend taking the time to perform a waste audit on the trash to understand where the items come from, how to avoid them in the future, and decide if there are other options to deal with them besides just sending them to the landfill. Make sure all the recyclable items have been removed. We also recommend using the following waste pyramid diagram to help you evaluate what can be done. First thing you want to look at is how do we refuse the item and not even purchase it or use it in the first place. The next option is to reduce the amount of the material or items so you don't have as many to go through. Third would be to actually reuse the items over and over again as much as you can to get the most amount of life out of them. Fourth would be recycle, or it gets reprocessed into something else. Recover is another step before disposing of it, where you can actually try to burn or incinerate the item and get some heat or energy out of it. And the last option is disposal, where it could go into the landfill. Number 6, implement a yellow tag system. Yellow tagging is similar to red tagging, which is identifying items that need to be removed from the area, but they're used to help identify items that may be harmful to human health or the environment in the work area, and that may require further investigation. Items such as smelly whiteboard markers, a toxic or dangerous cleaning chemical from a machine, or a chemical that requires protective equipment like gloves and masks when handling. Perhaps the item can be reduced or removed completely, or maybe there's an alternative option. Ask your ES&H representative or the supplier of the item or other departments or companies how they deal with these similar concerns. More information about yellow tags can be found in the link below to the Green Supplier Network. Number 7, laminate documents and papers. To avoid reprinting and using extra paper, consider laminating frequently used papers and documents to protect from damage and be able to reuse at a later time. Examples include the red tags, which show that things are ready for disposal, yellow tags, hazardous items, the 5S checklist, and other labels and signs. Number 8, use light and low toxic paints. When putting on a fresh coat of paint on walls and floors, use low toxic and low VOC emission paint suppliers, and select white or light colors, which can help save lighting and energy costs. Light colors also make it clear when areas are dirty and need to be cleaned. Number 9, ask around before ordering new items. Before ordering new shelving or storage containers or desks, ask other areas or departments if they have something that they have available that they're not using that could do the job. And as a last resort, if you need to order something brand new, consider products that are made from recycled content. We recommend creating a very simple device from scrap paper or material just to make sure it'll do the job before you spend a lot of money on a permanent solution. And number 10, mark and properly label the waste streams. Use different colored containers for hazardous waste, recycling, and other non-hazardous waste to make sure differences are obvious to everyone who comes into the area. Mark aerosol cans with the color dots to indicate where to dispose of them when empty. Now that you have completed the initial implementation of 5S, because you're never really done, setting up an audit program is important in order to sustain the improvements over the long term. And that's one of the biggest problems we run into with events, a lack of follow-up, where things will eventually revert back to the mess it was before. And make sure the people who are in the work area are the ones doing the audit, not an outside group, because that'll give a lot more ownership to the team. The Green Supplier Network link provides some questions to ask to help identify potential environmental issues and risk while performing these follow-up audits, such as, are there leaks evident from equipment, piping, tanks, exhaust lines, or other areas in the workplace? Is air quality in the area good, free of dust, odors, and fumes? Are ventilation systems clean and unobstructed? Are all drains in good condition, free-flowing, unobstructed, and properly labeled? Are exterior locations near stormwater drains and stormwater retention areas free from garbage and debris? Are garbage and recyclables collected and sorted correctly? Are recycling containers and bins free from extraneous materials? Are employees using the proper protective equipment when handling chemicals and hazardous waste? Are workers in the area aware of chemical hazards associated with standard work tasks? We are a big supporter of 5S events, so don't let this list of concerns discourage you from getting started. Now, if you want a printer-friendly version of the 10 tips to carry with you during the event, download it using the links here. If you need a 5S training PowerPoint deck that you can present to your team or company, or that you can customize with your own logo, download some example slides here and consider purchasing the material for yourself and your company. And you can also download the 5S checklist for assessing your area before and after the event. And if you like this, you might also be interested in our tips for greening your lean events, which is a list of ideas and suggestions to make your lean event more eco-friendly. So I'm sure we missed something. So what other tips do you have that we might have forgotten to make your 5S event more green? We'd love to hear your comments in the section below, or send us an email through our contact page.